South Australia,
you're incredible.
The Hospital Research Home Lottery is sold out early again.
Thank you for joining the fight for every South Australian.
For more ways to win,
visit homelottery.com.au.
Triple M. Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
Yes, boys, the SA government has announced a new COVID-19 testing blitz, and Premier Steve Marshall had this to say yesterday.
Today, the first of our announcements is that we will be starting a testing blitz in South Australia, effective immediately. We are asking all people who have been into Victoria in recent weeks to present themselves immediately for testing for the COVID-19.
Yes, and all travellers from Victoria will be required to self-isolate for 14 days, submit a coronavirus test and another one 12 days later. Even if they get a negative result, they're still required to complete the full 14 days. But it doesn't say there that you have to do it. It's not mandatory. Surely
it's gotta be mandatory.
We've got to get to that point, boys.
It has to be, doesn't it?
It has to be.
Come on, we're virus-free because the three cases we had a few weeks ago, all clear. All right? So well done to everybody involved. Mandatory.
Are they not allowed to make it mandatory? I don't know why this isn't happening. What? God, I don't get it.
Honestly, they're doing everything right at the moment, aren't they? But
yep.
Don't give them an opportunity. No. Don't let them slip through the cracks, please.
No.
Hey, I've been calling this for years, and I don't want to take all the credit for it.
But look,
in Western Australia, they do get on with things. Now, here's the Western Australia Premier, Mark McGowan, who's done a pretty good job over there. Now, he's looking for changing the major Perth road to the Bon Scott Highway. All right, that's what he's trying to endorse over there. The Canning Highway, they want to change it to the Bon Scott Highway. And we know Bon Scott, one of the greats of all time from AC/DC. Here is the Premier talking about it.
Well, I was thinking about calling it Bon Scott Highway.
Bon Scott Highway.
I'll seek advice and see what people think.
Okay.
He was famous, and that was the highway he used to walk up and down, apparently.
Yeah.
Pubs and gigs. It has a real, really strong connection, and it would showcase to the world that Bon Scott was from Perth.
He had his birthday yesterday, too.
Did the Premier?
No, Bonnie Scott would have been 74 years old.
Wow.
God. I want to change the Main North Road to the Jimmy Barnes Main North Road.
Yeah.
I want to get a petition. I beg your pardon?
He lived out there,
didn't he? Well, that's his turf.
Yep.
Mate, get a statue. Bon Scott's got one down at Fremantle.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, statue.
Jimmy Barnes. You want a statue for Jimmy Barnes? Yeah, or do you want to name the Main North Road?
No, statue.
Well, we've got the Sir Donald Bradman Drive, right? Well, how come Jimmy Barnes, who's ours, why don't we do something
like
that?
Yeah, I like it.
You're not...
They're expensive statues. Are you going to chip in or...
And you got to come up with a clever name. Sir Donald Bradman Drive. It's got a cricket reference.
Lovely.
It would be the Jimmy Barnes something.
I'm just throwing Jimmy Barnes' name out there. I haven't signed off on it yet. But anyway.
Because you make the decisions, do you?
No, I don't.
Now, gents, have you been following this Johnny Depp court case? He's suing the Sun newspaper in London for calling him a wife beater, basically. But it's brought up all these sordid experiences that he and Amber Heard have been going through in their marriage. So from severed fingers to defecating in beds.
Oh, don't.
What?
It's horrible.
It's cutting fingers off.
She threw a vodka bottle at Johnny Depp and sliced the top of his finger off, and the bone was coming out. And then he wrote on the wall, "I love you." And, you know, it's
in
all.
Blood.
So he's basically, he's called himself a junkie, and he was trying to get off it at times, and that caused a lot of arguments. But it's very, very ugly. So that's in the news as well. But an interesting relationship, Murph, isn't it?
Defecating in the bed.
No, don't.
No, not nice.
Don't go there.
Not nice.
Don't.
Crows ruckman Riley O'Brien yesterday put out a tweet and then quickly deleted it, and it's caused all sorts of issues. So just take a listen to what happened and Riley O'Brien explaining what happened.
I had an absolute mare on my social media today. I tweeted some of my game notes. I take these notes every week before the game to try and pump myself up and get a bit of confidence going into the game, make a few things up. As you can see, I'm coming up this week against probably who I think is the best ruckman in the competition at the moment, Nick Nat. I was just trying to get some confidence and get going.
So there you go. That's part of the explanation. But he basically said the thing that really hit home was that he said that Nick Nat was lazy and unfit, and
correct.
I'm going to run him off his legs.
Correct.
So which will fire old Nick Nat
and somehow
up.
It's got to Nick Nat's phone.
No, it's on
it's on Twitter.
Twitter. It was, yeah, got to his, yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted it. So basically he said he dropped his phone, his phone went AWOL, and then somehow this magically popped up in his, So let's go to Trevor Long, who's a tech expert. Trevor, thanks for joining us on Dead Set Legends.
Morning, boys.
Trevor. Now, can you try and put this together? Because a lot of people are a little bit sceptical about how this has all happened. Do you believe that's what happened?
There's a new show on Netflix called Unsolved Mysteries. This will be on it. This doesn't make any sense. The evidence presented makes no sense. So last night I tried. So he said he makes a note every week, you know, and I'm going to work on this. Something he uses the Notes app. Frankly, it doesn't matter. Any app where you type little notes, whether it's Word or whatever. And he said he accidentally tweeted it. So I wrote a note last night that I was going to smash my competitors, and I clicked the share button intentionally. I then had to intentionally click the Twitter button, and then I had to intentionally click the tweet button. It's a three-step process to accidentally tweet a note. I call BS.
Wow. So there's no just Twitter button underneath the notes where he could have accidentally bumped it?
No. And if his screen was that broken, he couldn't have typed that note. So that, you know what? I'll tell you what happened here. His teammate rang him and said, mate, what about your tweet? He's seen the tweet, he's deleted it, and he's thrown his phone against the wall because that's the only way that phone gets that much damage.
Spot on, Trevor. You've just
nailed
it.
What about possibly, I'm just trying to think of different angles here, could he have taken a photo of his notes?
No, it was text in Twitter.
Right, okay.
And it was, and we know from the tweet that it was using Twitter for iPhone. So he either opened the app and typed it, or he shared it as I just described. Now, the other possibility I came up with was that he normally, for some weird reason, every week, sends a direct message, a private message to someone, maybe a teammate, maybe he's got a mentor, you know, someone that kind of mentally trains him, and he sent those notes, but they were meant to be a private message and they went public. It's a very common thing for people to make, or mistakes for people to make on Twitter. That would be my most viable option, that he actually shares that with someone else every week and he publicly tweeted it instead of a private message.
So it was deliberate then, Trev, what we're saying.
100%, mate, great PR. I didn't know who the bloke was.
Yeah, well, everyone big knows him. Waiting for him, Trev. Don't worry about that.
No. Big, fat, unfit Nick Nat.
Beautifully done, mate. Great job, Trev.
A pleasure.
Thank you, mate.
Well, there you go. Trevor Long explaining.
He's nailed it.
Thanks for Trevor coming on. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. We've just had Trevor Long discussing the Riley O'Brien incident.
Was good.
It was good, wasn't he? And we've been talking about it in that break. And I was sort of brought up the fact that maybe he was tweeting something, Byrne, and he was trying to copy and paste. And he just pasted the wrong thing and then he pressed the button without reading it. I don't know. I mean, I just can't believe he would do it deliberately.
Well, I'm just thinking from a footy perspective, there's nothing to be gained by tweeting Nick Nat. Like, that's just going to fire him up, make him play better. So it's either for personal gain or publicity, or it's been an accident somewhere, like you said. But I was talking to Abby last night, and you can actually download a broken screen app where it looks like your phone is broken. Yeah, so this little conspiracy theory, he's downloaded it after he's realised he's done it, and he's like, oh no, this isn't going to plan. I'll download and say my phone's broken. So you can see he holds it up in the video for a bit, and then he pulls it down.
Yep.
But there's a lot of very similar looking downloads you can get too, Blue.
But so wasn't the screen cracked? Wasn't his screen cracked, if I recall?
Yeah, but it makes it look like that as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. He
wouldn't
throw his phone just to...
You wouldn't throw it against the wall and break
phone,
it.
Surely.
No.
And that text message, what they normally do is they send that to their assistant coaches. So he probably would have tried to send that to Matty Clark, his ruck coach.
Right.
Or has someone in the squad got a broken phone and he's borrowed it? Just for the video.
Here we go.
Wow.
He's a smart dude as well. His ATAR score was 99.75. So we're not talking about a dumb ruck.
What's that out of?
Out of 100, 99.75. He's studying he's studying biomedicine, so he's a genius.
Well, I was 99.76.
Oh! I was 77.
If it was an accident, though, he handled that very well. He did own it.
He'll need more than that. V nicknack.
He'd need 101 out of 100.
Hey, we're going to talk to Dave Gleeson up next. He's one of our favourites, right?
Yes.
Much loved Triple M man, and he's doing a great job. So we're going to see what he's up to. But I hope he's in a better shape when he was speaking to Luke Boner last year?
Mate, I listen to you a lot, and thanks for having a voice. Good on you, Luke. I live in the Adelaide Hills now. Just brilliant. There's so many creative people and winemakers and artists and stuff like that. There's kangaroos in the morning. There's koalas scuffling at night. All I can say is bring it on. Women's rights, et cetera, et cetera. They're moving up in the world.
Wow.
Boy. Wow. Boy. Hey, Gleeson had a couple of reds.
I hope he's like that today.
Dave Gleeson is next.
We love him.
The Dead Set
Come
Legend.
On,
Triple M.
He's a great friend of ours and Australian rock royalty. That's what I'm calling him. Dave Gleeson joins us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
He sounded a bit better.
He sounded a bit better, brother.
I love it. I love it.
Now, what have you been doing with yourself, brother, and what's going on?
Oh, mate, I'm just muddling through. 17 weeks unemployed now, Jars and Bernie. It's not much fun, but what I do every Sunday is I put on a stream and have a bit of fun, just me and a couple of mates.
Now, you're going back to the Gov. We're here. It started with a one table of 10, I think. Now it's up to, what is it, 120 now?
Yeah, it's been unreal. They've been opening up the capacities as time's gone on. We had about 50 or so there last week, and we sold a bunch of tickets for this week. Yeah, and I mean, everyone still has to social distance and all that stuff, but it's nice to actually be in front of a crowd, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Gleeso, you're doing all these covers, you know, Guns N' Roses, Beatles, Johnny Cash, all this. How do you learn all of that stuff? I haven't got a musical bone in my body. How do you do that?
I've been pretty lucky over the years that I seem to have this thing. If I write it down on the page, I can see it. When I'm kind of trying to recall it and that.
Yeah.
There's another singer I know, and he's notorious for getting the words wrong. And I said to him, mate, I said, how do you learn the words? He said, oh, I'll get me wife to write them down. And I said, yeah, that might be part of the problem there, mate. You should get her up to sing. She probably knows all the words. It's one of those things.
Buddy, you know you're on a good thing because you're getting involved with the Furious Five next week. You're giving away a wonderful prize, one person to go into the booth. How's that work?
There's tables. Obviously, people are buying tables, so give a person a chance to do that. And look, we might even get them up on stage. Anything to pass the hour, you know. Oh, there's 5 minutes gone.
Yeah.
Make a fool of someone. No, we won't make a fool of someone. We make a fool of ourselves. It's just good to get people involved. And you know, people have been fantastic supporting all the way through because, you know, the money's not coming in, but people have been, you know, we talked already a couple of weeks ago about the isolation wear and people are... People are really keen to make sure and that when this is all over, there's still going to be music to go and see. So they're very supportive.
I've always wanted to be a rock star. Now, what are some of the emotions that go through when first time playing back in front of a decent crowd? Do you get nervous? Do you get excited? Do you get drunk? Or all three?
A little bit out of column A, B, and C. I always get nervous. I mean, it's probably the same with anyone. Who does, you know, that thing where you don't want to stuff up in front of lots of people. That's kind of the motivation for that. Nervous, excited, and, you know, it's just one of those, I use that nervous energy to, you know, I bash my chest and jump around and hang off stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Get all pumped up, you know.
Pity you couldn't do that as the eight ball captain up there at
he's gone there again.
I'm going. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go all out when they start up again. I'm going to get like the waistcoat. I'm going to have like the chalk in the pocket. I'm going to like really go the thing and start to put it into heads. Hey, does this kid know what he's doing? Not kid, that's me. Has this guy got the goods? And that really puts them on edge.
Mate, good luck. Thanks for having a chat, buddy, and we'll speak soon.
No worries, boys. See everyone at the Gov.
See you, mate. Dave Gleeson.
Right, cheers, boys.
And we've got all the details for that show on our socials, Triple M socials, or just give us a call and we'll get you sorted with that as well. Dead Set Legends this morning, Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Tarman.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Okay, the Adelaide Crows take on West Coast Eagles tomorrow. Four changes from the Adelaide Crows. Out, Murphy suspended. Crocker and Pulhulky are both omitted. That's a good, I think, about time. And Texie Walker's out injured, a couple of weeks off. In, Andrew McPherson makes his debut for the Adelaide Crows, a defender. Injury prone, but we wish him well. Tyson Stengel's back. David Mackay, veteran David Mackay, comes back in. And Fisher McAsee, he comes back in. He'll take, I reckon he'll play up forward, won't he, Byrne?
Well, I think he'll play forward.
Yep. Eagles have made two changes. Big loss with their captain, Luke Shuey, out injured.
Port Adelaide have named a squad of 26. Obviously, they play GWS on Sunday, so that'll be trimmed down tomorrow. Ryan Burton leads a list of inclusions there, coming back from that knee. And last night, boys, what did we think of the game?
Good game.
Good game, but not good game. That's very good coming from you, Jazz. Slightly positive. Geelong were very, very good. Beat Brisbane by 27 points. Kicked 9 unanswered goals at one stage, boys. So they were on fire up against what many thought were the flag favourites at the time. So including 7 goals in that third quarter, which is the highest scoring quarter since we've returned. And obviously tonight, Collingwood take on Hawthorn, so another good game to watch, hopefully.
Yep, and the Formula Ones are back in Austria tonight, so our own Daniel Ricciardo jumps back into his Renault that packed up in the last race. So back-to-back races in Austria, so that's never been done, but crazy times. And finally, some cricket is back, so England are taking on the West Indies. The West Indies bowled England out for 204, and the West Indies in reply are 1 for 57 at the end of day 2.
And what are they trailing by then?
Well, 204 take 57, you tell me.
147.
Good boy.
Oh, well done. Oh, he's done the math.
Now, the other morning you spoke about an issue that you shared with us, which concerns Bern and I and the Brekkie family. It got us worried. This is what you said.
So I was busting to go. But what happens when I'm really keen to go is it sort of produces something with my tear ducts when I'm peeing. And I start, like, literally crying. I've got tears rolling down my face.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you had that fixed? Have you seen a doctor or a specialist about it?
No, because it's not. Well, it's... No, why would I? Well, it doesn't cause me any pain. It's not.
You can't have a wee-wee and all of a sudden you're just breaking down in tears.
Well, that's what happens. It's not like... And just for people that didn't listen to it the other day, it's not that I get emotional. It just stimulates something in my tear ducts, and it just... Well,
if I'm standing next to you at the urinal, I'm getting a bit worried about you. I'm thinking there's a few problems at home, or gone in there to have a bit of a cry.
That's what
happens. I'm asking questions.
Yeah, bring the tissues next time.
What's happening?
When you're a wee boy, were you doing this as well?
Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Well done, Jazz. I like that one.
I'm sharp.
Ever since I've been able to urinate, which was pretty much straight away.
babies can wee, Jars.
Now, mine's internal, though, Jars. You know, when we're talking about strange body parts, you've got a strange head. Like, yours is...
Not really. hang on. Be careful where you're going with this, sister. I've got a normal head, size head. I've had it all tested and measured.
So, obviously, you were doubting the size of your head.
Tested. What did you actually... What was involved in that test?
Dr. Jeffrey Verrill did it.
Hey, but what was involved? Like, did they measure it or they ask you questions? Is your brain work?
Measure out. Put my head in a vice. No, Burns, don't have a crack at my noggin. Burns, what's yours?
Well, he can't. Well, I'll have a crack. He can't. No facial hair. That's unusual.
Yeah. I can't grow that.
No hair at all.
I've got black toes. I've got two. My big toes are always black.
Yeah, but that's through footy, isn't it?
Well, no, I haven't played footy. It's still black right now. I lose my nail all the time. I don't know what my mum
used
to happen to my mum.
I don't know. Were you taking calls?
1-3-3-5. Well, I thought you were setting it up.
No, I wasn't. I thought you were.
Let's have a look at the board.
Weird body issues. What's weird about you? Is there something abnormal?
Well, you've set the bar. The bar is that I cry like
a baby
when you're having it.
Could you maybe go to the toilet earlier? Like, how long are you holding it for? Is it hurting?
Well, sometimes you can't burn. You know, sometimes you... Can't always do
that. What about when you were playing cricket for Australia and you're batting and you're out there for hours and hours, which is very rare.
The fact that I just had to face Curtly Ambrose made me cry most of the time.
So basically when you were facing up to him, you're in tears.
Yeah.
Is your pain, Is your pain threshold just real low as being a cricketer?
He's really those big muscle booty boys.
Bernie is not like ours, mate.
So have you got some weird body issues as well, something strange that you do?
What about you, mate?
I told you mine before.
What was that?
So mine was that whenever someone tells me something sad, I laugh. I can't help it, but I just laugh when that happens. Okay.
Very sad or funny, I don't know.
133353, time for you to share and tell us about your strange, weird body issues here at Triple M.
Our cricket gift, Greg Blewett's got a weird body issue. When he has a wee-wee, he cries and breaks down like Bette Midler. And 133353, if you've got something similar, give us a call. Bo from the South Plimpton. G'day, Bobo.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Bo.
Very good.
So I've got alopecia areata, which means basically I don't have hair on 90% of my body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Where's the 10%? Why are you laughing?
PG radio, isn't it, boy?
Oh, sort of.
It's like Bluey.
Oh, good on you. Can I have a prize for Bo?
No.
Thanks for that, Bo.
Thanks, Bobo.
All right, 133353. No prizes, but do it for the bragging rights here, or just do it to you cleanse your soul, if you like. I mean, Bluey did it. Told us that he has this weeping wee condition. 133353. Fess up and tell us your body issues here, your strange body habits that you have, or maybe you've got eight toes or anything like that. It's the Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Jars and Bluey.
Okay, weird body issues. So, Gregory, and it's great that you shared it with us.
Yeah, it's... You know.
Do you feel better?
No, I'm not.
When you first met Catherine, did you tell her that this is what an issue you have?
It wasn't the first thing that came out of my...
Second.
Adrian of Salisbury. G'day, mate.
Adrian!
G'day, Adrian.
Hello, Bernard.
Hello, mate.
What's your issue? What's your body issue there, Adrian?
Well, I had two operations on my big toes for ingrown toenails, and now they look like Scud missiles.
Scud missile?
Yeah, but I do have a question for Bluey, though.
Yeah?
If you cry when you're going to have a leak, are you in hysterics when you're doing the deed or what?
Oh, dear. Be honest.
Not in his. No, I'm.
No.
No.
Standard.
No. The simple answer is no.
It's standard, Adrian.
We should get Catherine on.
Yeah, she's probably laughing.
Yeah, Chatty from Globe Derby. G'day, Chad.
Yeah, how you going, mate? I appreciate you told my address where I live. My willy is the shape of a saxophone.
What?
Yeah.
What, it's got buttons?
Okay, I've got my
minus the buttons, I think. But anyway, so I went to the doctors about it.
Yeah.
And I was a bit embarrassed, but he told me to have a look, so I dropped my strides. He's like, geez, doesn't look like one, doesn't it? I said, yeah. I said, I think it runs in the family. He goes, you know what? Had this lady come in 2 weeks ago, and downstairs looked exactly like a mouth organ. I said, that's my cousin harmonica.
He's come on to tell a joke. He's just told a gag.
Oh, that was good.
I thought he was serious.
Harmonica. Yeah. I like that. Oh, well, we better go to the news. I was trying to picture a saxophone. I was thinking, what is the saxophone with the big bend in it? You got the handle?
Oh, dear.
Alice, come here. She's doing some weird sound effects.
No, if she says don't get them on, get them on.
Right. No, Triple Long is coming up soon, right after Triple M News.
Hey, let's talk footy for a while, lads. Now, of course, last night, Geelong were good against Brisbane, 27-point winners. But tonight, the Collingwood Magpies taking on Hawthorn at Giant Stadium.
Big game. Collingwood need a bounce back for mine. They were very poor last weekend and got a couple of debutants as well. Will Kelly's one of them, who's the son of Craig Kelly, Ned Kelly, as he's known. So, and brother, obviously, of Adelaide's Kelly as well. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you think? I think Collingwood, well, they need to bounce back. Obviously, they missed Sidebottom and Howe last week. Both of them won't be there again. De Goey's out this week as well. Interesting to see De Goey's out managed, but he left Victoria late, so he's had to self-isolate or whatever, so managed. What do you think?
I think Hawthorn.
You think?
Collingwood got too many good players out. Si Bottom and Howe, they're big losses. De Goey, impact player. You're bringing in and you know some youth. I understand that, but Hawthorn for me, they're a quality side.
Hard to read though the Hawks.
Well, they are, but they're a good side. I think they can do the job. I think Collingwood they're struggling a bit. I think they just lost their way a little bit the last couple of weeks.
John Patton back in for the Hawks as well, so
yeah,
that's a big in.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And tomorrow's going to be a very important day for the Adelaide Crows v West Coast.
Yes. Yep. Up at the Gabba.
Four changes.
Looking forward to that first bounce, actually.
Well, that's going to kickstart it. But Eagles, where are they at, Burn? How can we read their form line?
I think they obviously had a really poor start to the year. And it was highly publicised that they didn't like the hubs. And they've sort of backpedaled out of that situation, saying they like it now. But I just thought they got their mojo going back again last week. They're back playing a little bit better footy. Yep. They straightened up a little bit, went a bit more direct. McGovern back in the side is obviously a big help. The only thing is Luke Shuey, their skipper, goes out this week with that hamstring, which he'll be sorely missed in that midfield. But I think the West Coast will be too good for Adelaide. But I just want to see Adelaide just that effort again, Jars.
Mm. Burn David Mackay back into the side, the veteran. No Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah,
where's his career at now?
They're saying they're going to go youth and play young kids, and then they bring David McKay in.
Good point.
And if they're going to bring him in, that surely means Bryce Gibbs is at least in the squad, like of 26 or whatever it is.
It's a very young side looking forward. There's, your Tex out is a big loss, but Talia, Hardigan, Laird, the Crouch boys, Sloaney. Sloaney needs to really step up. I know his body's banged up, but, he's got to start playing like he's running on top of the ground.
Does he need a rest?
I would have rested him this week, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he looks like that. But Andrew McPherson, obviously, the debut, which is exciting for that young fella. Tyson Stengel back in, which is exciting. So, yeah, we just want to see him play the right way, don't we, Jazz?
And be physical early and just be consistent. And again, don't just play 20 minutes of footy and then just drop off.
Yeah, who does Benny Keys go to?
Benny Keys, well, Luke Shuey's out injured.
Yeah, so maybe Elliot Yeo.
They're the two. One or the other.
Is he big enough body for Yeo? He'd probably go to Kelly.
We'll go to Kelly then.
Yeah.
But anyway, very important. You just want to see an effort for four quarters from the Adelaide Crows.
All right. What about Sunday? This is match of the round, isn't it? Port Adelaide coming off that loss. GWS are now equal favourites to win the flag. Port Adelaide flying out that morning. So they're going to have a very, very long day. Early start to that day, Sunday.
Well, they've got to be at the airport at what, 5:30, 6 o'clock?
I think it's like a 7 a.m. flight.
Well, they're professional footballers, so don't need to whinge about that.
It's not ideal, though. That's what I'm saying.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal prep. But I'll tell you what, they've probably got the biggest pressure on them out of the comp this weekend. They need to bounce back. Yeah. They were terrible against Brisbane, and we saw Brisbane last night. They're not maybe as good as what we thought after that effort. So they really need to bounce back and show the competition that they are the real contenders, not pretenders. So I'm looking forward to watching this. They're obviously two teams, again, that play fast footy, slingshot off half back, they're clean. So, again, I can't wait for this one.
Port's half back and midfield played dumb last week, just bombing the ball, expecting Chuck to outmark four or five opposition. They've got to be a bit smarter when they bring the ball inside forward 50. But when Port Adelaide do go under pressure, they go into their shells. And that's something that Ken's got to sort. And that's between the years, isn't it? That is that's a mental attitude, that.
Yeah, it was the first time they've been tested all year, really, in that game.
And
they
got smashed
really
at centre bounces too.
The more they were tested or more they were down on the scoreboard pressure, they almost went in their shells more, didn't they, Jazz? They bombed it in longer and higher. And Dicko can't do everything. He had two or three on him at stages. So they just need to find another probably avenue. Marshall needs to stand up.
Yeah, correct.
They need goals from their midfielders. Robbie Gray needs to stand up. He's been very quiet. So just need a little bit of help around Dixon. And I think they can be right in this game. Tough one to pick again.
All right. Who tips for that one? Port, GWS?
I'm going GWS.
GWS?
I think the Giants just, yeah.
Mm. All right. There you go.
He'd feel too good. Boys.
I found a great movie called the Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga with Will Ferrell, who plays Lars Eriksson, and his best friend then becomes his wife, Rachel McAdams, and she's a star in the movie. She's Sigrid. They're from Iceland. It's a funny, funny movie. There's good, great plots. There's serious plots. There's funny plots. And even in their rehearsals for the Eurovision 2020, they stuff things up. But here's a bit of the trailer from the movie.
Ever since we were children, we've had one dream.
Winning
the Eurovision Song Contest.
All right, everyone. I am Lars. This is Sigrid. We are Fire Saga.
Who wants to hear a Eurovision song?
Because the only song that the locals love is Ya Ya Ding Dong. That's right. All they cared about. Mm. But Pierce Brosnan plays the father, Lars's father, Eric, and he's the angry man in the movie.
All of Iceland think we are a joke.
That's not true.
And my father is ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
He looked me into the eyes and said, I am ashamed of you.
Maybe he was drunk.
He said, and you might think that I'm drunk, but I am dead sober.
Lars always wanted to be in Eurovision as a little wee boy, Will Ferrell. But there's a guy, the Russian favourite, Alexander Lemtov, Dan Stevens. He was magnificent in the movie, so you got to watch him. They almost ruined the whole Iceland financially because. But the funny part was that they should not have been in there in the first place, right? So they had their 11 contestants from Iceland, but there was one spot available. So the committee got together, and this is what happened and how they got in.
Pass this down to Jordi. Pick one.
What? Is that fair?
Come on. We all know that Katjana is going to win this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so pick one.
Pick one.
It says...
Oh, my God! Sigrid! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Love the brilliant accents. Movie. Brilliant. You'll tear up. It's fun and an enjoyable film. You take the family. I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
That's big.
What do you mean we'll tear up?
Because there's moments where you do get a little
emotional.
Bit emotional. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. We'll just go to the toilet, Blue. Tear up.
Right. All right, so I'll well done. Pants. Will Ferrell, fantastic. And like I said, Rachel McAdams, great. So go and see it. It's on, I think, Netflix.
I'm going to watch
it.
Can
we do a sing-along? What's wrong?
Before you do that, can I just review your review?
Yeah.
You haven't done movie reviews before, have
no,
you?
No, never.
No, no. Probably best thing is not to actually give away what happens at the end of the movie. No,
but I didn't.
You did. You talked about what's going to happen between the two stars of the movie at the end of the movie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that slipped out.
I was going to watch
now,
it.
Now, they're in the at the end of... Well, I won't give away too much, but...
Now, he's got to pull back his gear.
Only love this song, and I want us all to get around each other and sing it, all right? Here we go. Right.
What is it?
What is it?
Ya Ya Ding Dong.
Ya ya ding dong, here we go.
Ya ding, ding dong. Dong, my love for you is growing right along. Ya ya, ya ding, ding dong,
dong. Oh, I'm gonna go wear my thongs. Ya ya ding dong.
I give it 4.5.
Ding dong.
Nine.
Most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Just a heartfelt thank you to the Triple M Brekkie family. They have got around the Furious Five. Our phone box nearly blew up. I could see smoke coming out of the back of it because people want to play. So thank you. And the people that missed out, ring again next week. But the ones that got through, Nigel from Nan, welcome Nigel, and Belinda from Athelstan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Righto, Nigel and Belinda. 5 questions. Call your name out first. If you get the answer right, that's 1 point. If you don't, then the opposition can have a crack at the answer. There's Lifeline with Jarman. There's Vince. There's Blewett. There's Alice. There's bloody Sean Craig Murphy. We are ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Sure. Gregory, question number 1.
Well, Byrne normally goes first, but I'll
sorry,
go...
Byrne. Yeah, okay. Byrne, number 1,
what did the phones light up like, Jazz?
Like a Christmas tree, my friend.
Oh, yeah, beauty.
Number 1, Byrne.
Jazz said this morning he wanted to rename Main North Road after which Aussie musician?
Nigel.
Yes, Nigel.
I didn't hear it, but I'll have a stab in the dark. Jimmy Barnes Highway.
Oh,
yeah, good boy.
Good guess.
Nice. Now, I thought I heard Belinda.
I was like going, what time was that? Because that was at the crack of dawn.
Just call your name out first, Linda. No. Righto. Number two, please, Greg.
This quiz is called the Furious Five Quiz. Spell Furious.
Belinda.
Belinda.
God, F-U-R-I-O-U-S.
Oh, well done.
One apiece.
Good under pressure.
Number three, Byrne.
Okay, it has come out in the court case this week that Amber Heard did what to Johnny Depp's bed?
Nigel.
Yes, Nigel.
Threw a wine bottle at him.
Technically.
No, well, no, no. Any chance to read
did
it out a bit
what
better?
What to Johnny Depp's bed?
Just read it again.
Read it again. Okay. You stuffed it up.
Well, I read it and thought, halfway through.
Go.
It has come out in the court case this week that Amber Heard did what to Johnny Depp's bed?
That's better. Belinda.
She pooped in his bed.
Yeah.
Well done, Belinda.
And said it nicely,
too. 2-1.
All right. Now, this is a toughie. Dangerfield became a part of an illustrious club last night. Apart from Bernie, name a player who has played 100 games for two clubs.
Yes, Nigel.
Dangerfield.
No, you've got to listen to the question.
From the start?
Yeah, well, because Belinda gets a chance.
Dangerfield became part of an illustrious club last night. Apart from Bernie, name a player who has played 100 games for two clubs and won best and fairest for both as well.
And Belinda, you've got a lifeline too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use it. Yeah. I reckon I'll go Bernie.
Yes, Bern.
I could name all of them. Judd.
There you go. Well done, Belinda, okay. 3. Well
done. Smart.
Nigel from Nan, 1.
All right.
Burn, number 5, love.
Jeez,
let's go.
You seem really happy Belinda's winning. Number 5, Jars and Bluey are both wearing beanies this morning. Who pulls it off better?
Belinda.
Yes, Belinda.
I'm going to say you, Jars.
Wrong.
You're a
Alice wrote the questions.
No, AJ, it's me. I pull it off better than old cricket lips. Honestly. Anyway, Belinda
wins.
Well done. Well done, Belinda. Congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
Athelstan. Well done, Bad Nights from Nan. Have a great weekend, mate.
$100.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, my turn. $100 instant scratch it voucher here. Over 25 million instant scratch it winners last year. Grab a ticket in store today.
Enjoy, Belinda. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, boys. Go the Crows.
Go the Crows. That's it. We done?
Are we done?
We're done.
We're done. Woo-hoo! Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Alison. Thank you, legends.
South Australia, you're incredible. The Hospital Research Home Lottery is sold out early again. Thank you for joining the fight for every South Australian. For more ways to win, visit homelottery.com.au. Triple M.